when I get translated, because there's always a delay. I have been translated into French and Spanish and now Mandarin. And so today is a great day. I am so glad to be here in the home church of my good friend, Dr. John Hamm. When we're not traveling, our offices are just near one another at Trinity Western. But this is not my first introduction to Mandarin. My daughter has been in China for 11 years, and I sent over a Canadian daughter to do work in China, and now I have a Chinese daughter. Well, she became a Chinese daughter. So she was born in Canada, so it's all good. So we're here today, and really it's one of the great things for me to be with you, because it's a great thing to worship both from different denominational backgrounds, but also from different national backgrounds. Because though we may see our worlds a little differently depending on denomination or culture, we still see Jesus as our Savior. And so it's important that we recognize that Jesus is the center of what we are, and not necessarily our culture and denominational background, because Jesus is always number one. So it's a good thing when we can gather together. Even in the Old Testament it says it's good when brethren gather together. And so the Old Testament talked about it, but the New Testament through Jesus allows us to experience it. And so this is a day of celebration. The first day of the week when Jesus rose, we worship and we celebrate His being our Savior every time. I was very happy to gather with your worship team this morning. As they were getting ready to lead you this morning and have an opportunity to pray with them, it was really good that we could just gather together and say, Jesus, be near. Come ready to receive, but also ready to give of your hearts afresh to Jesus today. So today is a day to ask a question.
今天呢，就是我想给大家来提一个问题。
Who is God to you?
神对你来说是一个怎么样的神？
There are a lot of different views out there of who God is.
很多人在对这个问题上有不同的看法。
In the world that we live in, many of them think that God is a ruler waiting to crack down on them.
有些人觉得神就是一个统治者，他就等着我们失败的时候来教训我们。
He's a God that keeps track of the rules. He's a God that keeps track of you. And he measures you by how well you keep the rules. And many people feel that they cannot keep the rules, so they don't follow God.
很多人以为神就是一个统治者，他不停的用他的律法标准来要求我们，然后呢，也随时准用他的这个标准来审判我们。
And the reason they don't follow him is that they believe that he is going to reject them, because they're failing to be perfect at keeping the rules. And so if you can't accomplish something, don't try.
所以有的人就决定不信主耶稣，因为他们觉得如果我本身我不是完美的，我不能够达到主耶稣的标准，那在我做得不完美或者是跌倒的时候呢，主耶稣没有拯救主耶稣。When
we see God as ruler, we don't see him as a God who cares for us. We see a God that we should fear, waiting for him to punish us for something that we did that we may not even been aware of.
所以我们在看待神的时候呢，有的人就觉得说，我们看不到神的对我们的慈爱，就是看到说，当我们做得不好的时候，这个神就可能是用他的办法来惩罚我们。But
if we see him as a father,
但是如果我们把神当作我们的天父，
one who cares for us as a father and who watches over us as a father,
他像天父一样，他会来照顾我们，他会来看顾我们。
He doesn't keep track of all my failures. He doesn't find ways to reject me or abandon me.
他并不是像一个统治者一样，一直不停地来记录你的过错。
He directs and guides and corrects me as I develop. And as a child, he loves me despite my failures.
作为一位父亲，他只是在我的成长过程中，他会一直来引导我，他并不会是注入在我的过程上。And
he does this because Jesus made the way for me to be his child.
他这样做是因为主耶稣已经成就了从我可以到天的道路，所以他会到天边来爱我。He
made the way for every one of us to be his child unconditionally.
因为主耶稣，所以呢，我们每一个人都可以成为天父的儿女，而且天父对我们的爱呢是无条件的。
1 Thessalonians 2:11 tells us that he is a father to his children. 1 Thessalonians 2:11. Oh, we don't have to read it. We just,
okay,
yeah, just referencing.
Okay,
1 Thessalonians 2:11 says that he is a father to his children.
Okay,在《天下摩利亚前书》第二章第十一节中讲到，神是我们每个人的天父。
So that's basically what we need to understand. God is a father, not a ruler.
所以大家应该能够清楚地意识到，神对我们来说，他是我们的天父，他不仅仅是一位统治者。
He sent Jesus to us so that we could become part of his family, not so he could just have rule over us.
他遣派主耶稣来到世间，所以呢，我们才能够成为他神国的一份子。他并不是想操作在上面做一个统治者而已。
Stormy O'Marvian says this: it's not about finding ways to avoid God's judgment and feeling like a failure if you don't do everything perfectly. It's about fully experiencing God's love and letting it perfect you. It's not about being somebody you are not. It's about becoming who you really are.
所以呢，重点不是放在神怎么样来赎罪的过错，你要来。
So with that in mind, we need to ask ourselves one question.
所以我们这里要给自己问一个问题。
What God's love calls us to.
神的爱呢，到底给我们有一个怎么样的呼召？
And if we look closely, we see that God's love calls us to first receive, second to release, and third to be representatives of His love.
所以神的爱呢，给我们有三方面呼召。第一个就是要接受祂，第二个是要有一个释放，第三个呢，就是我们要做一个在世界上做一个神的爱的一个代表。
Now I will ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Do you have that translation that I sent on the PowerPoint with you here?
I do.
Okay. You want to read that for in Mandarin rather than me read it and then you reread it. You know what I mean? I could read all of that, but you could probably read it and translate it right away.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay?
Yeah,
thank you.
I can say more for you, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying this part. The part at 1 John 3:3, a translation.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can read that and, or translate that as you go,
okay.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
You want me to speak it, or do you want to?
So you want me to? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. Or you just go right ahead and speak it in Mandarin.
Okay.
that the love he gives us is without earning it. We don't have to earn it. We are his children, and earning it is out of the question as we are his children. We don't earn his love, we receive it immediately. We are also called to receive the privilege of being his children, because we are born from his will and chosen. We are not born of our own will. He wants us to know that we have power to practice the things he practices. He looks at us, he gives us all things, and wants us to practice what he practices. That's what he wants us to receive. And some people will say, why should we do that? Because as we receive from him, he helps us live beyond the influence and focus of the world we live in. We only need to look around us to see the many temptations that can draw us away from his love. And yet he calls us to live receiving from him, because he wants to help us with that living of a life unconformed, without trading off our faith for other practices.
Transformed, and we're to release that transformation to others.
We are also called to awaken the awe of His love at work in us. You see, it's an awesome thing to be changed by God. To leave your sin behind and become complete in Him. To be completely different after you ask Christ to come in than you were before. And the glory that we have received, we are to release to others. Because the only reason that we've changed is because we've been exposed to His glory through His the shed blood of Christ and the salvation that He gives to mankind. Because He asked us to be complete in Him. Not just because we receive from Him, but because we release what He's given us to others. And as we receive and release, as we receive from Him and release what He's asked us to, we become representatives of His love. We are called to be representatives that will recognize Him in us, that will know who He is. The scriptures declare that He dwells in us, but we also says that they will know us, that we are part of Him because of our love, and that is what we're called to be as representatives of Christ.
神住在我们当中，别人能够认识我的是基督徒，是因为我们身上有神的爱，就是神的，神在我们身上的记号。And
as representatives of Christ, we are to live our privilege as children of God, so it is visible to everyone.
作为神的儿女，我们身上有神的恩典的记号，让别人能够轻而易举的认出我们，别人认我们是基督徒。Titus 3:1-2
encourages us to be representatives, so people see our actions and know that they are of God.
当我们有些好的行为的时候，人家就能够认出来我们是主的门徒。We
are to be representatives, so our lives represent Him in all that we do.
我们来代表神，通过一种方式，通过一些我们在生活中各式各样的层面来做到。Romans
12:1 says that we should be living sacrifices. That means we put aside what we want and we say, God, let me represent You in what You want. And the reason we do this is because we want to demonstrate the clear expectation of His work in us. It's a common practice when you go out to buy a car, you take it for a test drive. want to do. And once you've decided that it's a benefit to you, you purchase your vehicle. Well, if we might say that the Spirit of God within you is what the world is looking at to see if what you have is beneficial for them. If they don't see the benefit, they will not believe that you have anything to offer. And this is why we're called to be representatives of His love. Because outside of Christ, you have nothing to offer. We can't make your life any better. They can have skills and abilities, they can have a good career, but if they want to be a child of God, they need to see it in action through those around us. Philippians 1:20 says that His Spirit is magnified in our bodies as we act according to His will. Philippians 1:20 says that He is magnified in our bodies according as we do His will. So, now that we know what we've received, what we're supposed to release, and how we're supposed to be representatives of His love, what does it look like? So what does it look like when we receive? When we receive His love, we practice being like Him. Especially in the areas we're not so good at showing what we've received. When I received Christ into my life, I was not a very good person. My life was defined by what I could put into my body. And so when I came and asked Christ into my life, I didn't know how to be a Christian. And I didn't act sometimes like a Christian. And I had to ask God many times to show me how to be like Him. So that I could show people how I had received Him and changed. I didn't change because I did something different. I changed because God, Jesus Christ, forgave my sins and came into my life. So when we practice not what we think is a good idea. When we receive, we ask, what would Jesus do? Then we do it. When we receive, we show the fruit of His love in our lives. When we receive, we treat others the same way God's love is shown to us. The Bible tells us that a person who has been forgiven much forgives much. And so instead of looking at people and saying they should be this way or they should be that way, we ask God to help them to know Him and to get good at knowing Him. And when we release, we basically declare what we believe. We declare it through service, attendance, and action. Romans 15:17-19 tells us it isn't by our own strength, but by His grace and His power that we do that. As His representative, God calls us to live and walk in the love He gives you. According to His commandments, and so that we live through Him. We're called to reflect the love He gives us to others. Proverbs 27:19 tells us that as water reflects the face, so does the heart of man. It's by the Spirit that we receive that begins to reflect upon our lives and upon our wills, so that we become more and more like Him the more we know Him. So God's love calls us. Calls us to receive. To receive His love, His privilege, and His power. He calls us to release our calling to the world. To release our transformation to the world. To release His love at work to everyone. We are called by His love to be representatives of that love, so the world knows who He is, so our privilege as children of God is visible, and so that everything we do reflects Him. The greatest honor we can give God is to live gladly because of the knowledge of His love. The greatest honor that we can give God is to live godly because of the knowledge of His love. The greatest honor we can give God is to live completely in His obedience. Allowing His love to be seen, to be experienced, and to be reflected through you and me. That's what God's love calls us to. So I challenge you today. Receive, release, and be a representative of His love. In the name of Jesus who came, died, and rose again, so that we might walk in Him. Amen. Thank you.